Tax matters. Schemes of reconstruction and capital gains tax. In Zimbabwe's dynamic corporate finance sphere, schemes of reconstruction serve as vital mechanisms, particularly in an environment marked by frequent and impactful economic transformations. These schemes, which include mergers, takeovers, consolidations, and conversions, provide structured pathways for businesses to optimize operations and strategic alignment while minimizing tax burdens. Specific provisions within Zimbabwe's capital gains tax, CGT, legislation provide clear guidelines and tax reliefs, encouraging and supporting such transformations for both local and foreign companies. This article delves into the intricacies of these tax provisions, explaining their mechanisms, beneficiaries, and contextual conditions, giving companies insight on how to leverage tax laws for enhanced corporate structuring and financial health. First, the CGT laws provide a beneficial pathway to non-resident companies operating in Zimbabwe through branches or permanent establishments and converting into Zimbabwean incorporated entities. This provision permits the transfer of specified assets to the new local company at base cost, thereby avoiding capital gains tax. To qualify, companies must elect for this option before submitting their CGT return. For example, a foreign manufacturing firm could localize by incorporating in Zimbabwe and transferring its plant's assets tax-free, enhancing investment appeal by reducing fiscal barriers. The CGT legislation also facilitates tax-free transfers of specified assets between related companies, aiding corporate restructuring. Assets transferred at base cost within the corporate group allow for efficient reorganization, promoting strategic consolidation and realignment without tax consequences. For example, Company A could transfer technology to Company B within the same corporate group, optimizing asset utilization without immediate tax implications. Yet a similar relief is when a company converts into or from private business corporations, PBCs, or vice versa. This results in deferring of capital gains tax on involved assets, enhancing financial flexibility. To benefit, the company or PBC must elect this option before filing their capital gains tax return. Assets must remain within the corporate entity until sold externally to qualify for this deferment. An example is a software development company transitioning to a PBC, which can use its existing assets without incurring immediate capital gains tax, thereby offering flexibility and financial relief. This provision supports companies in adapting to evolving economic and regulatory conditions. The capital gains tax legislation also enables a tax-efficient, share-for-share transaction, crucial for corporate restructuring. This provision allows companies to reorganize ownership by exchanging securities without monetary consideration and without incurring immediate capital gains tax. To qualify for tax relief, transfers must be part of an approved reconstruction scheme, such as a merger or consolidation. Companies must elect this option before filing their capital gains tax return. This strategy supports corporate objectives such as operational consolidation or preparation for acquisitions by realigning business operations without incurring capital gains taxes. For instance, Company X, with underutilized patents, can exchange them for shares with Company Y, enhancing asset utilization across the corporate group without immediate tax implications. The Act also offers a unique approach to managing capital gains tax in spousal transactions, enabling tax deferment or elimination on specified asset transfers. This provision holds critical importance for financial planning and asset management within marriages. Transfers between spouses, whether joint or individual, are valued at the base cost, thus avoiding immediate capital gain or loss recognition. This facilitates tax-free asset reorganization within marriages. However, to benefit, spouses must elect this provision during tax filing and maintain it while married. The tax implications may shift significantly during divorce, yet the relief can still apply if transfers comply with divorce settlement requirements. For instance, spouses exchanging assets such as a painting for a stock portfolio at base costs can diversify holdings without incurring additional taxes, offering flexibility in asset management. This provision supports financial adjustments and equitable asset distribution during and after marriages. Securing approval from the Zimbabwe Revenue Authority, ZIMRA, is crucial for realizing tax reliefs associated with schemes of reconstruction. Compliance with documentation and procedural requirements ensures the smooth implementation of restructuring activities, safeguarding the interests of companies and preventing disputes or delays. Understanding and navigating Zimbabwe's schemes of reconstruction and associated tax provisions are essential for businesses undergoing significant restructuring. These mechanisms, supported by ZIMRA's approval, contribute to business growth, strategic realignment, and economic efficiency in a regulatory-friendly environment. WTS Tax Matrix Academy will be hosting its inaugural Executive Tax Forum from 26th to the 29th of September 2024 at Sun City Resort, South Africa. Topura is the founder of WTS Tax Matrix, Private, Limited and the CEO of WTS Tax Matrix Academy. He writes in his personal capacity.